Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But I just read this story during the commercial break from Sam Mellinger, and the headline says, the Kansas City Chiefs and the position they'd most like to upgrade still. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm about to click on this. He's going to be talking about tight end or some foolishness. But no, the Chiefs seem to know what I know, is that their cornerback group maybe is not enough. So he wrote down three truths. One, OTAs, don't pay attention to them. What does it matter? Two, Steve Spagnuolo is going to be an upgrade over Bob Sutton. I think we can all identify with that. And then his third truth was, we do not need to know any of that to know that the Chiefs cornerback group, as presently constructed, is both not good enough to maximize the team's Super Bowl chances and, as stands, is the team's most likely fatal flaw. Basically what I've been saying here for the last three. But you say everybody knows that? Okay. This is the part I disagree, though. He then says that he thinks even the Chiefs front office and coaches would likely agree with the last point. Football teams never try to stop upgrading wherever possible, but the Chiefs are placing a particular emphasis on cornerback. Let me ask this question. What have they shown you that would suggest they put a particular emphasis on cornerback? They did not do it last offseason. We agree. After the essential Kendall Fuller for Marcus Peters swap, they did not place, we agree, a particular emphasis on the cornerback situation.
No, they tried, but nothing really worked.
This offseason, we would agree, they have done nothing that would suggest what Sam Mellinger is talking about. The Chiefs are putting a particular emphasis on cornerback. They placed that emphasis on D-line. They've placed that emphasis on linebacker. They've placed that emphasis on safety. Tell me what evidence we would have to suggest that the Chiefs place a quote-unquote particular emphasis at cornerback. I haven't seen it so far. But I am happy that Mellinger would write, Chiefs front office and coaches likely would agree with the last point. That's what I've been saying. I don't know how you go into football in 2019 with their cornerback group. I'm not saying that they haven't improved everywhere else on the defense, because they have improved. But you're saying going into a all-in year in a passing league in which teams are throwing 30, 40, 50 times a game, and there could be, what, 10 to 15 really talented, not elite level, but really good quarterbacks in the NFL, you can't go into a league in which Charvarius Ward could potentially be your number two. That's just not a recipe for success.
I guess they're doing one of two things. One, they're playing with fire. They're waiting till the very last minute. They're waiting to see who gets cut. Maybe a frontline cornerback like Josh Norman gets cut, and then all of a sudden that solves a lot of your problems. Or two, and I think this is more likely what they're doing, they realized that they were pretty close last year with the group of cornerbacks that they had. They tried to improve. They didn't. And when I say they tried to improve, I don't really know if they tried to improve, because I haven't seen anything. I haven't really seen a player that I can point to or a move that they can point to that didn't work and say, see, at least they were trying. It looks like they've completely abandoned the cornerback position. But I think what they think, CDOT, is that they were really close last year, that they added Frank Clark, that they got Tyrann Mathieu, that they spent their second-round draft pick on Juan Thornhill, and that that's going to make up for having really bad cornerbacks.
But I'm
that's
looking,
their plan. It's not a good one, but that's the plan.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it right now, and I'm looking at this Mellinger column. He then goes on for the big-name options, like Patrick Peterson. The Chiefs, I think, would love Patrick Peterson. A lot of teams would love Patrick Peterson. Arizona's not interested in trading. They put here, the Cardinals have been consistent in shutting down inquiries, according to league sources. Again, I think the Chiefs want Patrick Peterson, but at some point Arizona has to suggest that they are willing to trade Patrick Peterson. Haven't seen that. He also brings up Jalen Ramsey. I think the Chiefs would be very interested in Jalen Ramsey. I don't think that he's available. Nothing I think we've seen would suggest that Jalen Ramsey is available to be traded for. Chris Harris, I think, would make a lot of sense in Kansas City if they weren't in the same division as the Broncos. Let's say that Chris Harris played for the Jets. I think you'd have a chance to trade for him. Let's say that Chris Harris played for the Vikings. I think you'd have a chance to trade for him. The Broncos are not trading Chris Harris to the Kansas City Chiefs. He then brings up Artie Burns, who plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It is terrible.
He then points out exactly what you said. He was awful in 2018, and Pro Football Focus had him rated significantly worse than Orlando Scandrick.
When I say terrible, I mean like legitimately one of the worst corners in the NFL.
Sounds like a friend of my grandfather's. Artie Burns?
So I'm looking at it like this. It seems to me that they are waiting on, I would say, one of three things. They're waiting on Arizona to change their mind about Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, keep waiting for that.
They are looking at Minnesota's cap situation and thinking there is a chance they could trade Xavier Rhodes or Trey Waynes, or they are waiting for a top player to get cut. There's no other move that they can make that would significantly improve it. Artie Burns is not improving your cornerback situation. He is the same thing you have, just a different player, just a different name. I'd rather have Charvarius Ward than have Artie Burns. Artie Burns stinks.
Artie Burns won poker night at my grandpa's a couple of weeks ago. And the thing that's scary to me is that they actually got to the quarterback last year, which means in theory the secondary shouldn't have been as bad as they were. I don't think they're going to get to the quarterback as much as they did last year with the moves they made.
Yeah, I don't think that. A lot of people in the text line are bringing in Bashaud Breeland. I just want to point out that Bashaud Breeland signed a one-year, $2 million contract.
That's not the big move that we're talking about. That's a move.
And that's a fine move. Anybody that you know that breaks down cornerback says that they think he's comparable to Steven Nelson.
Awesome.
I wouldn't feel much different about this team if they didn't have Bashaud Breeland, but they had Steven Nelson. I'd feel the exact same about their cornerback. Go get another one. Now, if you had Steven Nelson and Bashaud Breeland, that's another thing. It's like an either-or swap. I don't think Bashaud Breeland is an upgrade. I do think that sometimes we don't place enough context in. Sometimes the NFL tells you how good players are. If you're a cornerback and you get cut by your team, they don't want you to come back, and you sign with another team for a one-year, $2 million deal, it tells you that the demand was not very high for you on the open market. That's what it tells me. So for him to sign that kind of deal, to not wait it out the way some guys are doing, like Alan Bailey hasn't signed yet. But we agree, Alan Bailey's a good player. He's going to sign somewhere, two-year, $10 million deal. Yeah. It just tells me, Bashaud Breeland, he is not the piece you need to get over the hump to beat the New England Patriots.
What's crazy is 2 years in a row, C-Dot, we're talking about the exact same thing. I mean, wouldn't you say this time last year the biggest concern for the team a couple of months from heading into St. Joe was the cornerback position? Wouldn't you say that if you had to point to a group of players that cost them the Super Bowl would be the cornerback position? And here we are, and they made all these moves, they made all these additions, and they had a draft, and free agency has passed. And we're still, damn it, talking about the exact same thing.
Yeah, we are talking about the same thing. So that story was from Sam Mellinger. Go ahead and check it out. The fact that he at least threw a name out there in Artie Burns. I know Sam well enough to
Artie
know.
Artie Burns.
Like, I mean, someone from the organization.
It's a Brett Beach special. He's a former first-round pick. He is basically the Cam Irving of cornerbacks. So take that for what you will. If you like Cam Irving, maybe it works out with Artie Burns. But that's what he is.
I mean, 24, $1.8 million cap hit. I wouldn't really
fault
you. In
bad football.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really fault you if you made that
and
move.
And batted football.
That's not a great move. That's a move that puts you in the exact same situation, but at least you just throw more ingredients in the pot and then, you know, hope you
that
get gumbo.
That can't be the move. That can't be the move that you say, oh, yeah, we're getting a corner now. Like, if you move for him, it's, okay, let's bring in three or four more names and see if we can keep throwing bodies at this thing. That can't be the move to fix your cornerback situation when he's been bad in the NFL for 3 years.
That's what they tried last year, though, is they tried that numbers game, you know, the old quantity over quality, and that didn't work out.
They definitely tried that.
They tried Bashaud Breeland. They tried all these different moves that didn't end up working, and it looks like that's what they're going to do again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.